What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Ah, it is time, ladies and gentlemen, to play a little All Right. Oh, no. To close things out here on a Monday. Miami Dolphins preseason is now underway. It's gooses galore, dude. We got it all happening for us here. Very exciting. Very, very exciting. My All Right goes to Ollie Gordon. Showed me a little something. I liked it. I feel like it's been a quiet camp. Haven't heard much about the Dolphins rookie running back. I liked a lot of what the rookies did. Kenny G, Zeke Biggers. I liked a lot of what they said. A lot of what they did. Quinn Ewers. It's okay though. Doesn't mean he can't get better. I'm just saying he doesn't get my all right. But most of the Dolphins rookies do. But the number one is Ollie Gordon. And now they might need him because Alexander Mattison apparently is hurt for the season. So that's that. My oh no. Sandy.
Oh no.
Listen, dude. I thought after the trade stuff, this was going to be behind us. You know, I thought we were going to relax a little bit. We were just going to zing that thing in there. We were going to, you know, put up some big time games. Not looking so hot. Marlins in general, bad weekend. Edward Cabrera is the only one who saved their ass. He put up a gem. Guys got to bounce back against Cleveland. That was not impressive. So the Marlins, but mostly Sandy Alcantara, gets my oh no. Leroy?
All right, is going to be, you know, along the same lines. Watched a lot of rookies this weekend. And a lot of rookies at quarterback with the Dolphins. A lot of guys that are young and seems very promising. And look, good on them for showing out. A lot of them seem very excited to get their first action. And so that's good to see. And I watched a lot of football just because I wanted to see young quarterback, you know, I want to see how did this guy compare to Shador. When they blasted Shador, that means the other guy better be very good.
He better be.
That got drafted way above him.
Don't lose.
Good watching Cam Ward. Cam Ward is a leader. That's evident by how he does his business, and I'm happy for him. My oh no.
All right.
You know who one of my favorite golfers is.
Scottie Scheffler?
No.
You seem to love all golfers.
Love all. Yeah. No. Tommy Fleetwood.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Oh, he choked. He could have won his first PGA Tour.
Yeah.
And he choked.
He has more runner-ups than anybody. Not winning.
Man, you don't want to be number two all your life.
Had another opportunity and just couldn't get it done.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. But, yeah, man, I feel bad for him. He handles it, though.
Takes it on the chin.
He takes it on the chin. But I include him on all my little golf parlays.
You feel like you want to bet on him the day that's happened. That's like me and Julian Hill.
Oh,
It's the same thing.
He's had eight runner-ups. He just hasn't won.
Whatever. You can't runner-up in not scoring a touchdown. You score a touchdown, you don't score a touchdown. You're either first
Julian
or last,
Hill
Ricky Bobby.
Wait. Tommy Fleetwood is the 15th best ranked player in the world. Julian Hill is not.
Whatever. You have thrown your money away on Tommy Fleetwood just as much as I have on Julian Hill.
No, I have not.
Come on, dude.
No, I have not. You are crazy.
You're crazy. You're sitting
at
here
least,
making excuses.
At least I'm backing a good golfer.
I mean, Julian Hill's got qualities.
Yeah. a quality of not being able to catch the damn football. Which is going to be very difficult to catch a touchdown when your ass can't catch.
Man. Tough. Jennifer, you're all right in
Oh No?
My all right goes to just, you know how much I love hockey. You know how much I love catching up with the cup and seeing where it is and what's going on around it. Alongside of the partying aspect, mm-hmm. we failed to mention that Lundy was also in the lab practicing alongside the Stanley Cup.
Really?
Right. I cannot pull up the video, but I'll show you right here.
So he is just this Anton Lundell. He loves hockey. He showed up to a roller rink game down here.
Yeah, you know, he's still in the lab. He's still practicing. You can't really say.
You know
much
what
about
that is? That's 20
outdoors.
That's 22 years old. Right
it is
there.
In like the forest, maybe.
When you're Mr. Las Olas and you got a lot of life in front of you, you know, you can see all the vets. They're drinking. They're soaking in their rest. He's 22. He's ready to go again.
But what you also failed to mention was that Sasha's birthday was 2 days ago. So you know what? Let's allow him being drunk in front of the cup again.
I think the entire summer's been his birthday.
Happy birthday, Barky.
What is your oh no?
All right.
My oh no goes to the crazy weather this weekend that basically kicked everybody out of the pool because it was just lightning that lit up the whole sky. It was scary. It had everybody running out.
I just saw that we got a little tropical thing in one of them systems, and they said maybe by the weekend. So,
oh no,
head on a swivel.
The worst.
Yeah, I hate that so much. I wanted to come during the week.
I wanted to come never.
So you get some days off.
No.
Why do you want the week?
So I can golf on the weekend.
Oh. Eyes on the prize, Leroy.
I don't want the bad weather to show up on our days off.
Understood.
You can't go to the nut if there's a hurricane in the area.
That's true. I can't go to the nut.
My wife on Thursday went to Bathtub Beach.
The hell's that?
Okay. You
that's
have
up by you too.
Bathtub Beach.
Yeah.
To the nut. Hmm. Well, what's going on?
Peanut Island.
I think it's like Jupiter.
Okay. Did she enjoy it?
Oh, yeah. They like that stuff. They can hang out with you. I can't.
Damn. You should come one day. We should all go to the beach. The Tobins and Hordes. We'll go snorkeling together.
Snorkeling?
Yeah, you and me.
You can keep an eye out on Tobin.
You and me. Look at some barracudas.
You want to tell him or do you want me to tell him?
You could tell him.
Ain't no way in hell I'm getting in that water with you.
Why?
Especially you, because you're going to play little critter games.
I'm not going to play critter games.
Yes, you know. You're going to walk up behind me and go, Vlad.
Y'all get touchy-touchy, feely-feely in the water for some apparent reason. I don't understand.
This isn't fair. You guys don't know that I act like that in the water?
Yes, I do. Yeah, you don't.
You all do. I'm sorry.
Wait.
Tommy
got your back.
What if, you know, not all intangibles behave the same, you know?
Yes, you do. Once you get in the water, you think you're an animal.
Ethan Bonner is a tremendous cornerback.
Leroy, when they get in the water, don't they think they're sea animals?
I'm going to say intangibles that lean to the more redneck side that spend their whole life playing around horses and doing furniture and stuff like that and go to beaches and stuff like that. You go to a beach, you're in for the shenanigans, the fun and games.
I don't like this.
And it's usually at the scary person's expense. So I don't like the beach. Mm. I don't like the water. I'm terrified of the water. Not because I can't swim, because of the critters and all the other stuff that I see on TV people getting ate by, right? And what you would do, you would take advantage of that. Let's have some fun, baby. Hold on. That's just what you would say right where you scare me and I get mad and then take my family and go home.
That's a good movie. That's a good movie. That could be like the Temu version of like Adam Sandler, Chris Rock, Grown Ups. But we'll put it on Tubi. So it'll be the Tubi version of Grown Ups.
Open on Tubi.
I can't talk. I am that person in the water. I will scare you.
Vlad, what's your all right? No.
My all right was preseason football being back. I'm just, any sort of football was good, but just seeing everybody playing and seeing some of the performances, like Leroy mentioned, like you guys have mentioned earlier, seeing Shadur quiet a lot of the critics, seeing, you know what? All right to the NFL teams that allowed their stars to play in preseason week one. So if you were into Arizona, you got to see Kyler Murray versus Patrick Mahomes, whether it was a series or not. You got to see Joe Burrow. You got to see Ja'Marr Chase. So shout out to the NFL. My oh no, let me give them an all right.
All right.
My oh no is New York baseball. Good God almighty. Oof. Jesus.
For the love y'all stacking up L's.
Oh my God, for the love of Vlad. Just the simple fact that the Yankees are playing bad, the only reason why I'm a little bit happy is because the Mets stink worse than the Yankees right now.
That's true.
Good God. I would have given it to the Marlins 4 out of 5, but New York baseball is taking a, it's taking a deuce.
Benny said it perfectly. Black people don't snorkel.
Nah, they
barbecue and chill.
That's not fair, dude. I mean, you don't know. Maybe they you would enjoy snorkeling.
Let me ask you a question. In all the videos that you've taken.
You failed to read the other comments, Leroy. Continue reading Benny's comments.
What?
You can't fight them underwater.
But he said you can fight them underwater.
He said just bite back.
No. Uh-uh. But I'm going to say this.
Unless I have Derek White's teeth.
Ooh. Oh, blender mouth. Oh, he tearing some stuff up.
And just like that.
He's back.
He biting somebody and they, when he get done with them, they a frappe.
it's like you just threw him a chew toy.
Now you can bite back, huh?
Oh, man. Hey, so have you ever gone to get lobsters?
With the tickle stick?
Stop that.
What? That's what you do.
Never call it that.
That's what it's called.
What does it do? You just grab them with it?
They're like in their little lobster hole, and you got to use the tickle stick to get them out.
You ever went?
No, I've never gotten lobstering, no. I just observe. I'm not here to mess with the animals. I'm not here to mess with the animals.
You're not a true redneck.
Fine.
Because all rednecks want to mess with the animals.
I'm not here to mess with the animals.
Oh, what was that?
That was a capybara.
Is that not messing with the animals?
They had a great time. That's my boy Ranger, and he had a great time. I fed him tons of kale. It's the biggest rodent in the world, capybara.
I would say, in fairness, that the rats we have in Louisiana would like to argue that point. The neutral rat.
It's a giant.
Pull up a neutral rat and then holler at me.
Like a muskrat?
Yo, Benny's funny.
It's a neutral rat.
Benny said, obviously, he's an upper echelon redneck.
Yeah. Is there such a thing?
Fancy brew.
Fancy redneck?
Twitcher. What's a fancy redneck? They don't drink Natty Ice. They drink Bud Light. That's a fancy
I redneck. Have class.
No. He drinks out of a cowboy straw.
I have class.
No. I don't drink no Natty Ice.
Because you know, if you're a true redneck, you're drinking some shine out of an old pickle jar.
I drink the champagne of beers.
Miller High Life.
So when you went and got in that hot tub in which you said it wasn't that cold, right? And we accused you of having maybe have some liquor involved, Jennifer. When y'all drank y'all shine, what kind of jar were you drinking it out of?
See, at the store, we bought these little
spouts.
Yeah.
Yeah. They
and
have
then we
spouts.
Put it around the bottle, and
they got all kinds of contraptions to drink out of a mason jar now.
I know. When I was a kid, they were like, "Don't throw that jelly jar away."
I can
use that as a glass.
That's storage, part of my inventory.
That red cup is fancy. Fancy silverware and dining ware for the rednecks. Red cup.
Yep. He made a song about it.
Pass me my red solo.
Red solo.
See, I'm not a big fan of the red solo cup. I feel like it waters down any drink.
Why? Wilding.
What?
Red solo.
It's a classic.
It's the cups of all cups.
I don't like it.
You put too much ice in your drink.
I barely put any ice in there.
When it
melts, just cold.
It just changes the whole vibe of the drink.
I don't like this.
So you got to drink out of the special glass that You know, y'all got drinking glasses with the one cube of ice.
You know what's great about the Red Solo cup? You know, it's just the fact that as the individual's walking with it, you don't know what's in the cup. It can be anything.
Should I say this? Vlad, if somebody walking down the street with a Red Solo cup, you always assume there's liquor in it. He ain't drinking no fruit punch.
No. And he could be drinking fruit punch. But the fact that he's got the Red Solo cup, I'm thinking he's drinking. And then you start looking at the his or her reactions and the way they move.
How many times?
I want you to see what I'm drinking.
All right.
Really? Oh. Yeah, if somebody makes money, you just crop their ass out.
Or bird kill them.
Right, I made one comment and I was dead.
Does the FM people know you're a birderer?
Hey, y'all, let's not throw things out there that are not true.
Killing innocent ostrich.
Forgive me. There's people that eat ostrich.
Ostrich eggs.
Blooded birderer.
No,
Jay Figs, a birderer.
Killing innocent sparrow.
Tobin?
What?
The same way I gave it to you, I will take it back.
Killing the Jay Figs, a birderer.
Killing a day.
Well, that's our show today, everybody.
Kill Cardinals and Blue Jays.
Beautiful voice, Vlad.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Get your
Goosies galore.
Here with Tobin and Leroy, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. weekdays. Heat and Panthers love. Dolphins and Canes.
That's cool and all, but you know what I need?
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.